Last year we went on a, every year after Gaur Purnima I take devotees with me to different holy places and we do some programs. This year we went to Hardware Rishikesh via the Ganges route. And last year we went to Andhra and Karnataka to visit Narasimha Temple. After the class, would someone like to see the slideshow? Which one do you want to see? North India or South India?
North India.
I tell you, any one would take like 40 minutes, so there's no time for both.
South India.
We'll take a vote.
Yes.
Who wants South India? So count how many? Count. Who wants the North India?
Equal. 15.
Democracy.
Sri Rupa Sanatana Hi Kama Kiri Gami Prabhu Re Miriya Gela Apana Bhavani. For the North Indian tour, we have a picture. We went to this Ramkeli village of Rupa Goswami. So it's relevant. So after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the village of Ramkeli, the brothers Rupa and Sanatana returned to their homes. I have a picture of the tree where they took initiation. A tamal tree. The two brothers devised a means how they could give up their material activities. They appointed two brahmanas and paid them a large amount of money. The brahmanas performed religious ceremonies and chanted the holy names of Krishna so that the two brothers might attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very soon. At this time, Sri Rupa Goswami returned home, taking with him large quantities of riches loaded in boats. Srila Rupa Goswami divided the wealth that he brought back home. He gave 50% in charity to brahmanas and Vaishnavas and 25% to his relatives. Purport: this is a practical example how one should divide his money and retire from household life. 50% of one's money should be distributed to qualified and pure devotees of the Lord. 25% may be given to family members, and 25% may be kept for personal use in case of emergency. What's interesting to note that this is when he was retiring. This is his surplus money that he had saved. It's kind of interesting. So he kept the 1/4 of his wealth for emergencies with a respectable brahmana. He kept this for his personal safety because he was expecting some legal complications. He also deposited 10,000 coins which were later spent by Sri Sanatana Goswami in the custody of a local Bengali grocer. So Rupa Goswami heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned to Jagannath Puri and was preparing to go to Vrindavan through the forest. So like this, he got some news from Jagannath Puri and he found that and to find out when Lord Chaitanya would be going. While Sanatana Goswami was in Goda Desh or Bengal, he was thinking, the Nawab is very pleased with me, I certainly have an obligation. If the Nawab somehow or other becomes angry with me, I shall be greatly relieved. That is my conclusion. On the pretext of bad health, Sanatana Goswami remained home. Thus he gave up government service and did not go to the royal court. The greedy masters of his clerical and secretarial staff performed the government duties while Sanatana personally remained home and discussed the revealed scriptures. Sanatana Goswami was prime minister of the empire of the Hussein Shah, known as the Panchagaud Empire. He was whole eastern northern India, he was responsible. His border was then the Delhi Empire, and his was Eastern India Empire. And so part of I don't know exactly how far his went, probably up to Bihar. And he was conquering big areas, but Sanatana Goswami was managing his secretariat. So normally what happens in the government, people steal if they get a chance. They think it's anyway public money, I can take it. So the ministers, normally the king has to watch over the minister, but in the case Sanatana Goswami was such a reliable person that he was actually seen that nobody stole. So the Nawab was very pleased with him that he was such a reliable secretary. And when Lord Chaitanya had met Rupa and Sanatan in the previous chapter to this, they came with straws in their teeth. Actually, they're from Brahmanas. Originally, they migrated from Karnataka, came to Bengal, were there for seven generations, became kings after a few generations, and then, or they were kings that came from Karnataka, then they became Brahmanas in Bengal. And in those days, it seems that people could change their varna according to their occupation and quality. So they were like seven generations in North India. And then somehow they got recruited as the Prime Minister and Finance Minister of this Nawab Hussein Shah. So he gave them nicknames, which were Islamic names. Sakar Malik and Davir Kas. So Sakir Malik became Sanatan and Davir Kas became Rupa when they were initiated by Lord Chaitanya. But they came with straws in their teeth, literally put a piece of grass in their teeth and fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and said that although we were born in a good family, but we've taken up an employment with this government, which is Yavana, meat-eating government. So we lost all our good qualities. We simply want the mercy from you. But actually it wasn't like that. They actually lost their good habits. They always remained vegetarian. So they were giving profuse charity to the Brahmanas. That's why Navadvip Dham could flourish. Great places of spiritual and Vedic knowledge like Navadip, like Mithila Desh, they were all flourishing within their empire because they were regularly giving lots of donations to the saintly people, to the Brahmanas. There's many evidences about this. But they were presenting themselves to be very fallen, very unqualified to get the mercy. In fact, they said that Jagai Madai were born Brahmanas and we were delivered them, but they were actually Damvasis. We are lower than Jagai Madai because we never lived in the holy Dham. We live here in Ramakeli. So Lord Chaitanya, you're breaking my heart. I mean, how many times you see the Prime Minister going with a straw in the street, falling at the feet of some sannyasi, guru, and saying, I'm the most fallen person in the universe, give me your mercy. Prime Minister. Usually just to get an appointment with the Prime Minister, you got to go through so many people. Here they're falling at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. So they were very much highly intellectual, highly intelligent, highly qualified, and most humble. So after they got initiated by Lord Chaitanya, then they decided that they wanted to leave this government employment. They wanted to directly help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this time they were already quite elderly. Children were grown up. They didn't have any. So they wanted to retire and go to Vrindavan or meet Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya told them to go to Vrindavan. So they had some instruction. So that's what's happening. And this Ram Keli, as I said, with this tour we went on, we went to Ram Keli. You can see the picture of the deities there. It's a very beautiful place. The ruins of the Goud are 3 kilometers away from Ram Keli. Goud is actually the capital of this empire. So there's still ancient ruins. He will show you some pictures. So, and so this is explaining what happened. That Sanatana Goswami started just the king was always really nice to him, never mistreated him, so he felt obliged. How can I just walk out on him? So he thought that if I don't go to office for a long time, if I just read the scripture, eventually he'll find out, he'll become angry with me. Then that way, if he's angry with me, then I'll have more of a moral reason that, okay, now I can leave him. In other words, he was a very thoughtful person. So he was staying home every day having Bhagavatam class. Finally, one day the Nawab shows up and sees that he's sick. Sent to physicians. Physicians said there's nothing wrong with him. So then the Nawab came and saw that there he's having Bhagavatam class. And he said, look it, come back and do your duties as Prime Minister. And he said, well, please relieve me. I can't do it anymore. I want to just focus on my religious life. He said, come on. I'm fighting wars. I'm depending on someone to watch my administration while I'm out. You're my right-hand person. You had to change your mind and become Prime Minister, act as your Prime Minister again. So until I'm giving you time to think about it, in the meantime, I'm putting you in jail. How many people do you know that you have to become Prime Minister or put you in jail? And they're resisting. Usually, Prime Ministers hang on to the bitter end. Till they're voted out or something. Here he was really a spiritually inclined person, to say the least. That's an understatement. So I have a picture of the jail where he was kept. It was in the shape of a kind of a dome, like a mosque almost. So I'll show you that later. So there's a whole detailed story how the Nawab left, and then finally Sanatana Goswami, he got an idea, let me try to influence the jail keeper. So meantime, Rupa Goswami found out Lord Chaitanya had left, sent a message to Sanatan, said that we're going to Vrindavan. I left 10,000 coins with this grocer. Use it to get out of the prison. Get out of the prison and come to Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami, is both Rupa and Sanatan disappearance today, just Rupa? So Rupa Goswami went to Prayag. Prayag is now called Allahabad. And there they were able to meet Lord Chaitanya. They went to see the temple of Bindu Madhava. And many thousands of people were following to see him. Keho kani keho hase keho nache gai Krishna Krishna boli keho gora gori jai. Some of the people followed the Lord were crying, some were laughing, some were dancing, some chanting. Indeed, some of them were rolling in the ground explaining, Krishna! Krishna!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Ganga Jamuna Prayaga Narila Dubaite Prabhu Dubailo Krishna Premier Bonyate. Prayag is located at the confluence of the two rivers, the Ganga and the Jamuna. Although these rivers were not able to flood Prayag with water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inundated the whole area with waves of ecstatic love for Krishna. Hariyo. So Rupa had gone there with his younger brother Balab Anupam, and they were standing in a secluded place. They could see Lord Chaitanya was ecstatic to see the Bindu Madhava. Lord was loudly chanting the holy name of Hari. He asked everyone to chant, Hari!
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 In the Skanda Purana, it mentions that if you chant the two syllables, Ha!
Ha!
Ri!
Ri!
Ha!
Ha!
Ri!
Ri!
Ha!
Ha!
Ri!
Ri!
Hari!
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 Then the Lord will steal away from you. Leon, you sound, look worried. You know what he'll steal from you?
No.
You want to know?
Yes.
You just chant in Hari. He'll steal away from you all your suffering. All your contamination. That was all right. Someone come and steal away your garbage. Do you mind? It's when they steal your car, your mobile, you know, handy or something. So Hari steals away all the suffering, all the dirt, all the contamination from us. Hari!
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 So Lord Chaitanya got everyone to chant Hari, Hari,
Hari.
In short, for Hare Krishna. So everyone was astounded to see how Lord Chaitanya, we had thousands of people to chant, and the word got spread around. When Lord Chaitanya had been to South India, he met a brahmana, and that brahmana had somehow gone to Prayag. So he invited him to come for meals, and he took him to his place. So when he was in the solitary place in the home of the Deccan Brahmana, Sri Vallabha came to meet him. Again, the brothers put the straws of grass in their mouth and their teeth. They recited prayers and Sanskrit verses, offered obeisance again and again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see Rupa Goswami and told him, stand up, stand up! My dear Rupa, come here! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is not possible to describe Krishna's mercy, for he has delivered you both from the well of material enjoyment. Name bhaktas chaturvedi mad bhaktas sapacha priya tasmai deyam tato grayam sacha pujo yatayaham. Krishna said, even though a person is very learned scholar of the Sanskrit Vedic literatures, he is not accepted as my devotee unless he is pure in devotional service. Even though a person is born in a family of dog eaters, he is very dear to me if he is a pure devotee who has no motive to enjoy fruitive activities or mental speculation. Indeed, all respects should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am. So this verse was spoken by Lord Chaitanya, Puranic verse. So the Lord Chaitanya embraced the two brothers, and they paid their obeisances. He put his lotus foot on their head. The two brothers offered this prayer with folded hands unto the Lord. Namo Mahabhadanaya.
Namo Mahabhadanaya.
Krishna Prema Pradayate.
Krishna Prema Pradayate.
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya.
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya.
Namne Gaura Trishe Namaha.
Namne Gaura Trishe Namaha.
O most munificent incarnation, you are Krishna Himself. Appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani. You are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Yogyana matam bhuvanam loyalur ulagayan apyakarot pramattam suprema sampat sudayad bhuteham Sri Krishna Chaitanya mamum prapadye. We offer our respectful obeisance unto that merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead who has converted all the three worlds which were maddened by ignorance and saved them from their diseased condition by making them mad with the nectar from the treasure house of love of God. Let us take full shelter of that Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, whose activities are wonderful. This verse is found in the Govinda Lilamrita. You see, normally people think that happiness is in the material world, and that you do religion to get some good karma, some blessings, so you can get more material happiness. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that love of God is the highest happiness. It makes material happiness very dull and shallow and incomparable and just insignificant. And what people are really missing out on is the spiritual happiness, spiritual bliss. And he was freely giving it, where normally only the very great saints who are in pure devotional service, they can get a glimpse about this pure love for Krishna and the happiness that's connected to it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is freely giving out this happiness. So much happiness that he was literally flooding the world. That's why the people were chasing after him, people were dancing, crying, some of them were rolling on the ground. So this was understood by Rupa Goswami, that he has opened the treasure house, the love of Godhead, and he's giving it to everyone freely. Therefore, his activities are adbhutam. They're wonderful. How many of you would like to get this supreme happiness blessing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Few people did raise their hand. Let's try one more time. Gauranga! Gauranga!
Gauranga! Gauranga!
You got a tissue? So, these are very important prayers. So Rupa Goswami was someone who understood who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. How many of you are from Andhra or Karnataka, anybody from South India? You know Balaji, Venkateshwara? So you know that his pastime, how he married the Padmavati. Every Kali Yuga, the Lord is known as Tri Yuga. He comes Satya, Dwarpa, Treta. In our series is Treta Dwarpa. But in Kali Yuga, he says he comes in a disguised cover, like Channa Avatar. So the previous Kali Yuga, the Lord came as Balaji, Srinivasa Govinda. So he just came like as if he was a human being. That time Lakshmi came down from the spiritual world and Srinivas came down. And they had this amazing pastime. And his deity is still there in Tirumala, Tirupati. So that was the previous Kali Yuga. So in this Kali Yuga, Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he came not as a proclaimed avatar. He came as a channa avatar, as a hidden incarnation. It says in the Vedas, in this Kali Yuga, the Lord would come and spread the chanting of his holy names and distribute love for Godhead. All these things are predicted in the Puranas, Mahabharata. But so Lord Chaitanya never said publicly that I'm Krishna. Rather, he denied it. He said, no, I'm just a servant. Rather, all the Mayavadis, all the Shankarites, they're all claiming to be God. But Lord Chaitanya said, no, I'm Krishna Dasa, Nudasa, Nudasa. Because he had a special mission. He was Krishna come as a devotee. Because in the previous Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Rukmini, his queen, told him that you don't know what we feel for you. You're the big Lord. You know everything that's going on everywhere. The one thing you don't know is what we feel in our heart for you. Just like in this planet, in this world, there's that feeling that men don't understand women and women don't understand women, what they feel for each other. So she was saying like that, we're your devotees, we feel so much love for you, but you don't know what we feel for you. Because you're Lord, so you just see it from your point of view. So then he said, okay, I'm going to come as my devotee and experience what it's like to be a devotee of me. So that's why he came in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his own devotee. He's Lord, but he's in the mood of devotee. So it's a unique situation because although he's avatar, he's mixing with the devotees. He's talking with the devotees. He's sharing his emotions and his experience with the devotees. And especially very wonderful devotees like Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, he was in this Prayag. he was instructed for 2 months on the essence of Bhakti Yoga. At the Dasaswamedha Ghat, also we went to Dasaswamedha Ghat, we have pictures of that. It's right looking over the confluence of the Triveni, of the Ganges, Jamuna and Saraswati. So the essence of Krishna consciousness we get from Rupa Goswami. We're all followers of Rupa Goswami. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Go Si Jiva Gopalako Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Go Si Jiva Gopalako. So it gotta be fast. So Rupa Goswami, we're called Rupanugas, the follower of Rupa Goswami, because he wrote down these instructions for us to easily understand what is the essence about Bhakti Yoga. How many of you have seen the book Nectar of Devotion? So that book is written by Rupa Goswami, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Many important literatures that were written by him. Also by his elder brother Sanatan Goswami wrote Rupa Goswami more than anything focused on the principles of bhakti. Where Sanatan was more in dealing with the details. How many of you know what bhakti is? You know? Because actually, you know, there's different kinds of yoga. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that of all the yogas, the devotional yoga is the most important. It's the most effective yoga that intimately unites the yogi or the practitioner with Krishna. Bhakti means that when we offer our love, our devotion, our intelligence, our activities, everything to the service of Krishna. Jnana Yoga, you're just offering the mind. Hatha Yoga, you're mainly offering your body, doing some meditation. But this Bhakti Yoga, you're offering the mind, the words, the deeds, everything in Krishna's service. All the other yogas, if you want to practice and achieve self-realization, they mainly say you have to be a sannyasi. Like Shankaracharya says, if you want to practice Jnana Yoga, you have to be a sannyasi. But Bhakti Yoga is so powerful that you don't have to be a sannyasi. Sannyasi means renounced order. You can practice Bhakti Yoga even as a married person. Because husband and wife together, they serve Krishna. They can establish, like we have a temple with deities, they can establish Krishna. Actually now it's the Julan festival going on in India. I'm surprised, I thought here you would have Radha Krishna swinging. No devotees have Radha Krishna in their house? Someone does? Kalinga and Kunja Bihari. You could set up a little swing at least for the Purnima. Let everybody swing Radha and Krishna. So in bhakti you get to do some personal services for the Lord. that personal service is so powerful. It burns up so many bad karmas. It gives so much spiritual merit, spiritual credits, that it's beyond calculation. You can't compare spiritual things with material things. It's not, it's two different, totally two different dimensions. So the science of bhakti was revealed to Rupa Goswami, and he presented to us in a very simple way. So this period now, this is the jewel. And in Vrindavan, thousands of people come and they're all pulling Radha and Krishna. Mayapur, we pull Radha and Govinda, Radha and Madhava. Actually, in Mayapur, all the Gurukul children and the householders, they have like a kind of unspoken competition amongst themselves. Who can do the nicest Julan Jatra presentation? Every neighborhood of our little township, the couples and the families, the children, they make the little swings and they decorate with the plants and flowers. It's very beautiful. And then some of the children, they use their creative, they get one of those little rubber swimming pools, you know, like for kids, little. And they get, I saw one of them made a little motorboat for the battery. And they had a swinging Radha and Krishna in the boat going around the little pond. Quite creative. So that we, as the local Swami, when I'm in Mayapur at that time, I'd have to go and visit all the Julan Yatras in the neighborhood and then go to the main temple and pull. There'd be maybe a dozen different Julans going on in Mayapur alone. So this here, seeing here, Munchen, you are so much deprived. You're not even having one. You should organize it. Of course, you're having presiding deity of Varnitai and Radha Krishna are in Golokadam. Radha Madan Mohan. They were taken from Narsingha temple nearby here and shifted to the other side of the west of Germany.
Ten years ago.
So you're, otherwise you could probably have Julan with them, I don't know. But anyway, here some grihasthas may have, or you have a picture, you can do it. So all these different festivals are examples of how bhakti gives us an opportunity to exchange our practical service to the Lord. And when you exchange the service to the Lord He never forgets. A little service you offer to Krishna, then Krishna will always remember that this devotee served me. So if this devotee is taking my service seriously, I must take seriously protecting this devotee from so many dangers that I hear in this material world. Worst danger is to forget about Krishna, to forget about the Supreme Lord, and just to think that we're this body. Bhagavad Gita tells us that we're not the body. The body is a biological machine, and we make the body conscious because we're inside the body. We're the living force that's in this body. We are the Atma or the Jiva that's inside the body, and we are acting through the body. But eventually this body breaks down, decays, gets disease, finishes. Then we have to leave the body. The living force never dies, and we take a new birth. just like Karuna Mai here, she's got a baby ready to come. Maybe it was a devotee from a previous life who didn't finish. Maybe some great acharya, we don't know, who's coming to give us all spiritual enlightenment in the future. So we have to again take birth if we don't finish our business. According to our karmas, we get a particular mother and father. To be born in a family of devotees is considered the highest birth, because you start out immediately in bhakti yoga. Highest in the sense of most fortunate for spiritual self-realization. So most people, they don't think that who they are, they don't realize that they're not the body, they just make all the plans and the concept that this is me, I am this body. So Aryan culture, which is referred to in the Bhagavad Gita and Mahabharata, was the culture where people knew that they were actually spiritually enlightened people. So they would use their bodies in a spiritual manner, a responsible manner, sustainable spiritual manner. So all the rules and regulations in the Vedas are meant for how to sustain our spiritual consciousness while we're a human being. But no, many of those traditions are forgotten, and some of them are followed but just mechanically. So even Krishna 5,000 years ago, he said, Sahasreshu manushyanam kachit yadati siddhaye. Out of thousands of human beings, it's hard to find one who's looking for the truth. And out of thousands who are looking for the truth, it's hard to find one who's understood the truth. And out of thousands of those who have understood the truth, it's very rare to find anyone who's actually realized. One thing is to know what the truth is, other thing is to realize it. And amongst those who are realized, Krishna says, very rare. Kaschin mang vedi tatvata, very rare to know someone who knows me. So you're all very fortunate, you're human beings. You had this opportunity to understand who you are, what's your purpose of life is. Can someone give that those if they have to leave early, that gets a prasad? Thanks for coming. Please take prasad. Can someone get, see if they get some prasad? Firmalingi. So Rupa Goswami, he was in many pastimes with the Lord. He went to Jagannath Puri. After being instructed, he found the holy places. He wrote these literatures. He went back to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. He understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner mood. Most people didn't really know who Lord Chaitanya was, exactly what his mood was. But Rupa Goswami understood. Then he went back from Jagannath Puri back to Vrindavan. That's a long walk. Those days it's a walk. It's about 1500 kilometers. Now we go by train or plane. So it takes months to walk so far. Isn't it? 1500 kilometers, if you even walk 20 a day, how much it takes? 45 days? But nobody can walk 20 a day, every day sustaining. So it's 2-3 months. So he was walking to the back and forth and seeing Lord Chaitanya. Many intimate pastimes. Then, so he was actually, after Lord Chaitanya left, Rupa Goswami was the person who was in charge of protecting the entire followers of Lord Chaitanya, guiding them, instructing them, teaching them. There's always some leader who's guiding the people at different times throughout the history. So today is the anniversary when he left the world. Very sad moment for the people, because the person who was protecting them, who was guiding them, he left the world. Of course, when he goes back to the spiritual world. He came down, played like a human being, played all these roles, like Prime Minister, everything. Just for fulfilling the Lord's desires. Then when the Lord left him, he eventually left also on this holy day. So today is a very special day for us. We can remember Rupa Goswami. So when I saw the slideshow, we used to show it on top of Prabhupada's Vyasa site. But no, there's this Radha and Krishna there. Well, maybe we can show where the Krishna is.
So we can take it and put it on the
back. Maybe there's more room by the side there. Krishna comes off? There's some questions? Yes?
Those who do not perform devotional service but do not take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, like devotees from other sampradayas, what is their destiny?
Everybody heard the question? He's saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's the Yuga Avatar, he came and then giving out all this mercy. But what about people from other sampradayas that don't accept him? Or don't know about him? Well, there's the two categories. There's people who don't know Lord Chaitanya. They may respect him as a sannyasi or as a tuhai, as a sin. But they don't know really about him, that he is an avatar or anything. So they disrespect him, but they don't follow him. They don't really know his teachings. So they're not committing any offense. But their progress will be very slow. It's very hard to make quick progress in bhakti yoga if you're not getting the help from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if there's another category who know, they've been really told that Lord Chaitanya is a covered incarnation, that he is giving all this mercy, but they don't know. But they don't accept. They just reject it. So Chaitanya Charamrita said there were people like Ravana who didn't accept Ram, and Hakamsa who didn't accept Krishna. So they consider that people who know about Lord Chaitanya, been told, but they still don't accept, there's something like category of Ram or Ram's enemy, Ravana or Kamsa. So for their offense, they're not going to make progress at all. So we have these. Like, I met one person, and one person came to see me in Bengal, and he told me that for 26 years he's chanting Hare Krishna, but he said, I doesn't feel any love, doesn't feel any emotion. He's just chanting mechanically. So I asked him, do you chant the Panchatattva mantra, the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He said, no, I never heard about them. He's from some other sampradaya. So I wrote down and gave him Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Everyone can repeat Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Adaita Gadadhara
Shri Adaita Gadadhara
Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So I wrote that mantra to him. I said, you chant this before chanting Hare Krishna. So 3 months later, I came to the same place. This time that I met that man, he came running to me. And he grabbed my feet and he said, Gurudev, Gurudev. And what you gave me? I said, what do you mean? You gave me that mantra, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. After I've been chanting that, I feel so much love when I chant Hare Krishna. My heart is overwhelmed with spiritual bliss. You changed my entire life. So here's a person, 26 years chanting Hare Krishna, flat, nothing. At Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 3 months, total bliss. True story. Turbocharge your bhakti. Take the blessing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, you see that we respect all the processes, and we're not saying that other processes don't work. But they do work, but they're slow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process works very fast. That's the speciality of it. That's why people, when they chant for a little bit, they feel happy, they want to dance, and when it's something that comes natural. You know, normally people, probably in Germany, to get people to want to dance and sing, they have to take a lot of beers or something. They have to take something, you know, to make them loosen up. But we don't have to take any kind of intoxication. We just naturally feel happy chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Any other question? Yes, what's your name? Dayal Gauranga Das. Merciful Gauranga.
Why we chant 16 hours by Prabhupada said, but what is the necessity and where it is said to chant prescribed number of rounds? Some people have problems with chanting prescribed numbers. They say, I chant Hare Krishna, it comes from the heart. Why should I count it becomes something mechanical?
There's different kinds of offerings you can make to the Lord. And one of the offerings is that do we chant Hare Krishna every day? So if we chant a minimum number of Hare Krishna mantras every day, then that's a special kind of an offering to the Lord. You must have it upside down. So that's Like Haridas Thakur, he used to chant 300,000 names of Krishna every day. That's 12 times 16 a day. It's like 12 times 16. Inconceivable, right? That's a lot of chanting. We struggle to chant 16 rounds. He did 12 times 16 in one day. You're up too high, looks like it. You're not focused. But that was the number that he had committed to Krishna he would chant. So it's recommended we make a fixed number. So Prabhupada said that if you can chant 16 rounds a day and you do devotional service, then I will take you. I guarantee you get back to Krishna. So 16 rounds a day equals 10 million names of Krishna a year. But if somebody can't do 16, then if they do fix that, they do 8 a day, it will be 5 million. 4 a day will be 2.5 million a year. 1 a day, 600,000. Do something every day. If you do like some number, that's showing Krishna you're serious about serving him, because this is the medicine. Just like when you go to the doctor, you get a medicine. He doesn't tell you, take as many as you like. Don't take any if you don't feel it. He usually tells you, take 3 a day or 2 a day every 6 hours, every 12 hours, and take it for 7 days or 2 weeks or something. So we have, this is our medicine, and it's recommended we should take 16 rounds a day if we want to be sure to get cured in this lifetime. But if we can't do that, it'd be better to take 8 a day, or take 4 a day, or take something every day. And if someone, you know, I know that in Germany nobody likes so regulated society, nobody wants to be like tied into some kind of rule. You can choose whatever number you want. You can chant 64 a day, 32. It's just your personal offering, how many you'd like to do. We're only recommending 16. But not everybody chants 16. They have practical problems, maybe. How many of you here chant 16? How many chant 8 to 15? 1 to 7? Yeah, see, so different people according to their... what they like to do, they chant. What they are able to do. It's still where you put it.
Is it still 2004?
No, we're doing the 2005. We chose North India. They got 15 out of 12. Do the PowerPoint English one. That one. No, not Spanish. Not the next one, no. That one, yeah. English. Someone has to fan the projector because it gets overheated. It's very hot in here. Otherwise, like, push F5. Everybody turn around. Keep a little line between the Gaur Nitai and Prabhupada so we don't put out that. Did you give me the... We start in Mayapur Dham. Birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can turn off some of these lights. Okay, that's alright. This year we had 150 devotees, 3 buses, 8 Prabhupada disciples. One bus was for families, one was for ladies, One was mainly men, may all men. Dina Bhavdu Prabhu from Vrindavan was one of our guides. He wanted to go on this tour also. The bus driver forgot to put diesel in the bus. This is welcoming. You know, well, okay, we had to put diesel in. How can he go on? How can he forget to put diesel in? Anyway, I'm trying to encourage everyone, don't worry, we'll get it together here. She's a magistrate in the court in Argentina. She's with us. She's being received by the Namhat devotees in Kasim Bazar. Anybody here from Bengal? I can go Bengali? Bangla Buzika? Oriya? Balachi? So they gave us a big reception. We did a Harinam for a couple of kilometers. We're going north now, on our way to Eka Chakra, birthplace of Nityananda. So this was our breakfast stop. Well, I kept everybody busy with the Swamis, keeps everyone busy while the devotees are taking their prasadam. But too fast. You see some people, you know?
Yeah.
Where?
In the front.
Oh.
The back and next one.
Yeah, we had two too. Why don't you tell, what was it like here?
It's very nice.
How was prasadam? Some chilies. You gained some kilos. You lost it. Eka Chakra, birthplace of Nityananda Prabhu. This is the ISKCON branch in the Eka Chakra. Unloading the buses and getting settled in. Many Gaur Nitai deities for sale there. Everybody wanted to go take a bath at Padma Pukur, the special bathing place of Lord Nityananda's mother. And where Nityananda was bathed as a baby. Small Pukur, the ladies were on the other side. We were in. This lady by the side of me is an American Indian, Cherokee or Navajo or something. She came with her, that's her partner and her daughter, son-in-law, the whole family came. So this was our first experience in India. The daughter had come before once. Take prasad together. See how many, you can see how many. Dal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sabjis, salad, rice, some more chapatis or something else. This is, you know, picnic. But the living was a bit austere that this time, for this night. ISKCON's Nitai Gaur deities. The village probably never changed for 5,500 years. Grass huts and buffaloes. Pandava Talas mentioned in the Mahabharata. The Pandavas stayed here in Eka Chakra. We went to the birthplace of Nityananda. They didn't let us take any pictures. Then after that we went to this place, Ananta Bakul Tree, where Nityananda had childhood dramas. His childhood play was to have dramas. So here was the drama of Lakshman And a devotee came as Hanuman to bring the magic herb to save Lakshman. Here's Hanuman. He's got the herb there in his hand. Since Nityananda, we took paid our obeisances here to get some dust from Nityananda. This is Bankarai, very bending deity. Says Nityananda entered into this deity when he left the world. Bankarai ki.
Jai!
You're dancing and having kirtan in this temple. The body is very fired up. The one devotee, I think, is blind. The temple priest is there clapping his hands. He came down. Next to the Bankarai, there was Jagannath Temple. Mahavishnu Swami chanting his japa. Some people brought their own tents, some lived in the bus. Shaligram Shilas were being worshipped. Early in the morning, we had to go to catch the train to go to Kanaya Natshala. There's the tickets for all the devotees. Second class train tickets. This is Prabhupada's disciple Makanlal Prabhu with Sannyasi from Nigeria, Dira Damodar Swami Maharaj, and Srivas from Ghana. Like every cubicle, I went from one to the other. This was the American cubicle. Take a little break too. We finally arrived at the Kal, this rural train station. You can get a real picture of rural India. We all got in. We're going to go to Kanai Natshala. Footprints of Radha and Krishna there, thousands of years old. Lord Chaitanya bathed these footprints with his tears of love. Bhaktis, the Siddhanta Mara Swami is with us. Everybody at the train station is going nine into each jeep. This is a typical Indian man. They allow this in Germany. Big reception for the devotees. Kirtan into the Kanai Natshala. Radha Kanaiya Lal Ki
Jai.
Radha Kanaiya Lal Ki
Jai.
Narasingha Dev Ki
Jai.
This deity was a fountain. Radha Kanaiya Lal Chaitanya Dev Ki
Jai.
There's a pastime that the previous deities were stolen, and this temple was given to us because 300 years ago the sampradaya was given to us, told that if you ever are not able to protect the deities, you have to give them to the most prominent branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And the deities came in a dream and told that 97-year-old Mahanta that he had to give to ISKCON. So he made me his next Mahanta and ISKCON. On behalf of ISKCON, I accepted the seva. We reinstalled these. We installed these deities. Mayapur Namhat cook is there cooking for the devotees. He's very healthy. This big boat is the men's ashram for many of the men, those that want. We have some guest houses also. Bathing in the Ganges is very refreshing. If you have to go, please take prasadam. Next day we went on Harinam to a nearby village. This village has got Hindus and Muslims and Bihari village. all the different countries represented, 40 different country people. Germany, Mexico, Ecuador. At the end of the Harinam, we went to the local Namhata headquarters, and they had a nice altar, simple picture. Giving out prasadam to the devotees, a breakfast snack. That night we had an evening stage program, pandal program, with thousands of people came for hearing and participating. Lotus footprints of Lord Chaitanya were established with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada over almost 100 years ago. We had morning class, all about the pastimes of Kanaina Chandra. We went to Ram Kili in Malda. Anybody remember what's Ram Kili? We discussed it today, what's happened in Ram Kili. Anybody remember? A meeting of Lord Chaitanya with who? Oh, okay. Dayal Gauranga, very sharp. So now we're going on the Ganges boat ride. They're waving goodbye to us. Prabhupada was this, what, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj is there. Here's a look of Kanaina Chala as we pull off in our boat. Namhatis are with us also. Maharaj always chanting. The Ganges is 6 kilometers wide there. We're looking long ways. We're looking what? It's 6 kilometers wide. Now we're going to do Harinam through Raj Mahal village, town. These are subdivisional town. This is on the Ghat side of the Ganges. They have give a snack to the devotees. It's a little Shiva temple there, Ganga Mai. That's the Ghat order. The boat owner here, he's from Rajasthan. It was a bus strike, so we could rent the buses, cheap government buses. They weren't running to take us to Ram Kili. In Ram Kili, Sanatan Goswami, he designed this tower, watchtower for the empire. They made all the whole series of these towers to give early warning of invading army, and it was such a nice design that Nawab decided he wanted Sanatan Goswami as his prime minister. I told you I'd show you that this is the prison house where Sanatan Goswami was kept. Prime, that's one, that's just for him. He was, after all, prime minister, so he's to have a. Here's part of our group. You were there, Prabhu? Where are you? Here. Somewhere around here. What was your experience of Ram Kili? This is gold. This is gold. This is the ruins of the empire. Huh? Yeah, the ladies gave a drama there of the pastime. How he got free from the. Here's the Nawab coming in. What are you doing? Why aren't you coming and doing your duties? Ladies were doing the drama. They grew beards for the occasion. This is one of the entries into the city, royal side gate. This is a footprint of Muhammad, peace be upon him. This is a lake built by Rupa Goswami. We all took our bath in the lake. Ah, refreshing. This is a tree I told you, Rupin Sanat got initiated under this tree 500 years ago. Said to be a Kalpa Viksha, desire tree, whatever you want to get from this tree. So that many devotees were pretty busy when they got to that tree. I don't know exactly what they were doing, but they were following the local custom. You tie something to the tree, and then when it falls, you get what you want. They say, this is Revati Balaram, Didi of Rupa Goswami, Radhamadan Mohan, Sanat Goswami's Didi. This is Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and Advaita. After a day in Malda, and Ram Kelly went to the nearby town of Malda, it's the district headquarters. Maybe over a million people live there. It's a nice Harinam. This temple was given for the service by ISKCON, Lakshmi Narayan Temple. Town hall had they gave us for addressing the people and chanting. We went to Siliguri. It's a bit hot, so we're going northern route. This is the ISKCON Temple. Beautiful temple. It's in just 30 kilometers from the gateway to the Himalayas. You can see the eastern Himalayas from here. Darjeeling and Sikkim roadway starts 30 kilometers from here to the north. Like somewhere over here, you can kind of see some of the silhouettes of the mountains. Clear day, you can see them. It's not every day. It's called Gupta Navadvip Dham, so it has the nine islands of Navadvip, little symbolic temples. Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Madhudram Dweep, Radha Srimanta Dweep, Bimla Devi, Mantya Dweep, we had Shiva Hansa Bahan, Godram Dweep, we had Narsingha Dev, Lakshmi Narasimha Ki, Bhad Narasimha Ki. Many Diya Shaligrams, Srimanta Dweep, Nityananda Chaitanya Lotus Footprints, Radha and Krishna's. This is the inside of the temple, Panchatattva and Radha, Krishna, Lalita Visakha. Prabhupada ki, Panchatattva ki. Ranamada Vasundara Lalita Visakha ki.
Jai.
Beautiful?
Yeah.
The Sarupa from the inner ceilings. Universal form. In the auditorium we had an evening program, cultural program, class, legends. Good crowd, over 1,000. So there are 2 days and we had to go on to Patna, load the buses, get down in Patna. Capital of Bihar State, Marichi Das. Don't worry, see, this is a Siliguri to, this is, I think, Guwahati to Delhi train. So there was a good 5 minutes to get 150 people down, all the luggages. Total. Move it! Get down! Hurry up! Traveling in India, we all the long distance we went by train, much as possible. This is the design of the nude called Bihar Ka Gaurab. This is the Patna temple concept. There's a temple president next to me. We got over a hectare of land there. It's worth over about $1 million. So we're doing an inauguration ceremony. The first day we took the devotees out to see Gajendra Moksha place and the Harihar Kshetra. This is Harihar Kshetra. Hari, everywhere we went, the newspaper, the television, the cable TV was taping us. Gandaki River, the devotees took her bath. It's Gajendra Moksha, see the elephant. Gandaki is where the Shaligram Shilas up here in the Himalayas. So this is the confluence of Gandaki and Ganga. Went to a nearby Namhata. Maharaj is leading the chanting. This is a Namhat leader. He's also a little local politician. So he just fed all the devotees. I wanted to feed the villagers too. We shouldn't be the only one getting prasad. That night we had a Harinam Kirtan, Naga Kirtan, dancing in the streets. Decorated horses. Next morning we had a Bhumi Puja. I gave initiations afterwards in the Yajna. That night we had a Minister of Communications from Delhi come. She spoke. Packed house. Like that, so many programs. We went to Gaya the next day. This is Lord Chaitanya's 500th anniversary of his taking initiation. Initiation is important for spiritual advancement. Everyone should have bona fide guru and take initiation. On our way, the road was blocked, so we came by detour. Took us a few hours extra. I went to Nalanda, the Buddhist university's place. Finally, we reached around 4 instead of early in the morning at Gaya. We went that night to Bodh Gaya. place of Buddha's enlightenment. This is the place where Buddha was enlightened. Footprints of Buddha. Big ones. Very clean. Ten kilometers away is Vishnugaya. Here's where Lord Chaitanya took initiation. This is where the Hindus go to perform pindi. We perform Vishnu Sahasranam Archana of the lotus footprints of Vishnu. Vishnu Bhagavan ki
jai.
Vishnu Pad Mandir ki
jai.
Devotees were chanting while we were doing the puja at Vishnu Pad. Fired up kirtan. After Gaya, we went to Varanasi. The holy tirtha, Vishwanath Mandir. We're going to offer garlands at Vishwanath Dev, the Shiva temple. We go to Ardas Aswamedha Ghat, where there's a Ganga Puja goes on every day. We're doing our own Ganga Puja first, helped by the local Pandas. And the local Pandits are doing the Puja simultaneously from five places. Very symmetrical. Next morning we went to Harinam, Japa Waka, the different gods. The night before, the program we had done came out in the newspapers. Guy was selling to us. He made a brisk sale where everybody bought a copy of the newspaper. This is the Monikarnika god, Kunda, dug by Sudarshan Chakra and bathed by Shiva. He lost his earring here. It's a very holy place in Varanasi. This is one of the ghats where Lord Chaitanya bathed at the Panchaveni. The devotees are bathing. That was our youngest member of the safari, 2-year-old baby. We had an old one, 77, youngest was 2. Maharaj is doing arti to the Ganga while submersed. Glories of Mother Ganga. Temple of Bindu Madhava. Beautiful deity, Bindu Madhava ki.
Jai.
We did a kirtan, like Lord Chaitanya danced for Bindu Madhava. We did a nice kirtan, whatever we could. People were fired up. Where Lord Chaitanya met Sanatan Goswami later. Is the last part of that drama. Sanatan Goswami came here and met Lord Chaitanya in Varanasi. Rupa Goswami met Lord Chaitanya where? Prayag. Allahabad. Rupa Goswami. We're going to Asigat. Here we're doing puja at Asigat. Yeah, the first meeting of Rupa Goswami Ram Kaili, but then later after renouncing they met. It was beautiful at Prague. This is Narsingha Dev. Very merciful. It's called Vatsalya Narasimha. Very fatherly mood. This is the Varanasi ISKCON Temple. Sahara, All India Television. Bhajan, International Bhajan Groups. Sweden, South American, Russian, American. One life member had 65,000 Shaligram Shilas. The devotees were amazed to see so many Shilas.
And worshipping.
Worshipping with the hose. Spring. 110 foot high Hanuman at Sita Mari. Hanuman Bajrang Bali ki.
Jai.
Hanuman ji ki.
Jai.
Jai Sri Hanuman Bajrang Bali ji ki.
Jai.
Anjanaya Hanuman ki.
Jai.
This is Sita Mari where Sita left the world. Halfway between Varanasi and Allahabad. Beautiful deity of Sita. Sita entering into the world, the earth. She's the original Bhumi Devi. This is where the house of lacquer was burned down. The German devotees went up there. They were the only ones. Tell us what you saw.
Broken down room, when there was some room space in within, and I went there, but it was a strange atmosphere inside, so I went out to pass. We actually made a photo, and Mark told me later that they're at the right side, you can see like some kind of person was not there when we made the photo, so maybe some ghost or something.
You made a photo, and somebody appeared in the photo who wasn't there.
Yes.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Wow. Allahabad, we reached the ISKCON Temple in Allahabad. Prasadam for everyone. That night we went to see Prabhupada's place. This is Prabhupada's house. That's the house that Prabhupada lived in for so many years in Allahabad. This is the Gaudiya Math where he took initiation in 1933. The deities in front of whom he took initiation. He went to Chitrakoot, pastime place of Lord Ram. This is the famous Hanuman temple. We didn't go up there because it's 350 steps. We didn't have time. This is Chitrakoot. There was a big sadhu, Sammelan there, all the Ram Bhaktas finishing their parikrama. Sita Kunda, where Sita Devi would bathe. It's the Radha Kunda of the Ram Bhaktas. This is Aravind Mafatlal was there, was a famous industrialist of India. He has an eye hospital and he fed the devotees in his eye hospital. They do free cataract operations for 50,000 people a year. Free if you're poor. If you're not poor, you have to pay 1,000 rupees, $30. 30, 25 euros. This is Gupta Godavari. This is a cave where Ram was supposed to have stayed. Went inside, see the cave. Little Ram temple deities were there. This is a Sita bathing place. part of the cave was underwater, so still the devotees wanted to explore it. This is Anasuya. The sister of Kapil Muni lives here. It's a very beautiful place. I don't know if you can, this picture kind of captures a little bit. It's the atmosphere here, it's very divine. Most places they don't feed the monkeys here, they encourage you to feed the monkeys. They sell chickpeas. This is the Payasini River mentioned in Ramayana. We took our bath here. It's all the Shaktis are in this river. Maharaj got a little jacuzzi effect by the dam. That night we had a Harinam, kind of unexpected. They took us the wrong direction. It was late at night, but they made this pandal and everything, so we did a late Harinam. Thousands of people came out in the road. Kind of an amazing event. Went on till midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. This is the banyan tree that Chota Haridas was supposed to have jumped from. This is a root. This is the Triveni confluence of Ganga, Saraswati, Jamuna. Local sadhu. Birthday cake for some devotees' birthdays. One juggler was performing for the birthday girls. Magician was giving magic tricks for the birthday people. We're going now to Nandigram and Ayodhya. Nandigram is where Ram's shoes were worshipped while he was in Banavas. Hanuman met Bharat Maharaj there. Nandigram. Never been there before, very peaceful place, very nice. Shoes of Ram, the Bharat was worshipping. I don't know if they're the same ones, but same place. Ramgad in Sarayu River in Ayodhya. So we took our bath there. Harinam in Faisabad, 10 kilometers from Allahabad, or rather Ayodhya. Russian girls were leading the dancing, trained up by Indra Swami. Next day we were in Ayodhya. That night we were, and the next morning we went to Darshan. Took for Hanuman some sesame sweets. Went to the Hanuman Mandir. Had to all the good places you gotta climb steps, it looks like. Here's Hanuman Ji Ki. Bajrang Bali Ki. Here's one of Hanuman's spears. This is the entrance to the Ram Mandir, the birthplace, Janmabhumi. It's high security. There was recently 5 terrorists that were shot dead trying to storm this fortress. They don't let you take even pencils inside. I mean, it's like so high security. Somehow they smashed the wall with the jeep and went in with AK-47s and bombs. Same place, we were there just a month before, 2 months before, chanting, having Ram Darshan. Next day we had to go, that after the Darshan we had to take breakfast and go to via Lucknow to Haridwar. The devotees were tired, so they were rest on the train. Then Harinam in Lucknow, 1 kilometer to the ISKCON temple. Devotees now, they're really trained up. They do nice Harinam, all dancing in unison, as if it was choreographed. Lucknow temple, Radha Krishna Chandra. Beautiful dancing Radharani. It's like she's flying. newspapers were there also. We reached Haridwar. Well, this time we didn't go through Haridwar. We just went through Haridwar and went up to Rishikesh. This is the Rishikesh ashram we stayed next to the Gita ashram. It was a nice ashram, good facilities. There's the Ram Jula in Rishikesh, walking bridge. So the devotees, we did a Harinam to go to the Rishikesh Ghat. For Ganga Puja at Paramartha Niketan. Gurukul boys are chanting mantras. They asked me to do the RT, main RT. A lot of respect to us in Rishikesh and Haridwar. Coming with 150 devotees from 40 countries was a hard act not to appreciate. People were fired up. This Ukrainian lady was chanting. She has a very good voice. A bit of a driving polka style kirtan. The head of the ashram invited us to come. The Maharaj gave us all a reception. Gave me a Harinam Chadar, welcomed us, had come to his ashram next year also. We had a little Ram Mandir where we were staying, so we had our morning classes there. Different countries cooked breakfast. This was the Russian speaking day. The devotees are going now to the special excursion, voluntary, crossing the Ram Jula, going to Shivapuri Ghat, where we're going to go rafting on the Ganges to see Ganga Safari from a different perspective. It's very beautiful. It's the kind of view you get when you go on the Ganges rafting. Wanted to not make it just sense gratification, so we worship the Ganges, little Ganga Puja. We had to wear the safety stuff. Hey Manga, any? You are there? Where is Manga? What's your experience?
She can be very wild. The Ganga can be very wild then.
She can be very wild.
Yeah.
I was thrown in one of the rapids. I could have gone out, but she threw me in. And it was pretty heavy. You learn team effort. If you don't, I didn't cover my legs. I got really bad sunburn on my legs. 3 hours in the boat. You go down, beautiful, gentle, then all of a sudden hit the white water rapids and it throws you around like anything. You get all paddle in unison, otherwise if you don't, you may get the whole boat upside down. They take a dip in the Ganges and it's freezing cold. Now we're going up to Devaprayag the next day. 72 kilometers north of Rishikesh. This is the confluence of Bhagirathi and Alakananda. But Alakananda is on the left and Bhagirathi is on the right. This is the place where everybody was bathing. So this side is the Alakananda, this is Bhagirathi. This is a bit yellowish color, this is blue color. It's really fast current. This is the boy that's pulling on a rope. If you let go of the rope, you end up somewhere over here and here, and then you go. You don't know where. So I was like totally petrified. I don't want to lose any devotee. So I was just there shouting at people. Maybe that's me, I don't know. Tell them to be careful. But young guys are always pretty wild. One lady went 9 times in the bathing. She was like addicted. It's so cold you can't stay in, but it's so ecstatic you can't stay out. This is what is considered the second most holy bathing place in India. Second most bathing, holy bathing. It's where Ram and Lakshman bathed after killing Ravana. Get rid of the Brahmahatya. Quite an amazing. What was your experience here? You went here too?
Yeah. You have to be very careful to take the road. I think it's also very nice. I thought there was also a big temple that we didn't went there.
There was a Ram temple, but it was closed by the time we got there. We had the other devotee who was with you. Was he here?
No, no. He's in Stuttgart. He was in Berlin also, but he went there.
Where?
Right.
Yeah. 40 countries, you're all welcome to come also and join with us. We go every year a different place. After 5-6 years we kind of cycle around the same place again, but this is the first time we ever went here. So that was that from that place onwards. From here, it's like here, this is Alakananda, this is Bhagirathi. From here on, it's called Ganga. So from we went to the beginning of Ganga this year, and the year before, we went to the ocean in the Ganges. So 2 years before, 2003. Back to Ram Jula and Rishikesh for a little rest. Last day we went to Haridwar. Visit all the many ashrams in Haridwar. It's a bigger place than Rishikesh. Everybody does Bhagavat Kathas. Well, we did Harinam and visited the different ashrams. There's very few Vaishnavas down there. But everybody does Bhagavad lessons. It's amazing. We kind of pulled into this ashram, and the famous ashram, I forget what the name of the yogi was, but he came out and introduced us to his group and the his Bhagavad Yajna Mahaparan Prayan Pandal. This is the No, he's already dead. Chinmayananda. This is Hari Kipuri. God, main god of the Haridwar where people take their bath. We went there for the Ganga Puja. They gave us a special seat. It was a lousy place, but it was a good seat. This is the Ganga Puja going on. They do it every night. 18 people were offering the big arti, unlimited. 30,000 people there witnessing. Sometime they gave us the microphone, we could chant also for a little bit. They're nicer. I like the Varanasi one better, but this one had more people. Which one do you like the best? Twenty days we're out. Back to Mayapur. Radha Madhava ki.
Jai.
Radha Madhava ki.
Jai.
Radha Madhava Ashta Sakhi Vrinda ki.
Jai.
Radha Madhava Ashta Sakhi Vrinda ki.
Jai.
Pancha Tattva ki.
Jai.
Pancha Tattva ki.
Jai.
Pancha Tattva ki.
Jai.
Prabhupada ki
jai.